More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along.
Brown bear, what do you see? I see a bird looking at me. Now you got it.
And then we have to be honest about some of the things we're doing generationally that has created the crime problem.
He works for a network.
Okay.
That provides people with questions that nothing personal to any individual, including Peter Ducey, but might make anyone sound like a stupid son of a bitch.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity, the new Sean Hannity Show. More behind the scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America. This is a special edition of the Sean Hannity Show. America trapped behind enemy lines. Day number 248.
All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. I will tell you that these are probably some of the most unique times I've ever been in broadcasting. Now, I'm in my 35th year of radio. I know that's hard to believe. And my 26th year at Fox, nobody would have thunk it, thought it, believed it possible, including me. But I've never seen a time where the left in this country is so transparent about what they want to do and the direction they want to take the country. I mean, they're saying things like, no, we're going to continue to have record high gas prices unless we get clean energy independence. And by the way, if you're really unhappy with the price of gasoline, go buy yourself an electric car. How many people can afford a $60,000 electric car? Former Speaker of the House is with us, Newt Gingrich. His new book is coming out. He just announced the title. If you want a first edition copy, it's on Hannity.com and Amazon.com. It's Defeating Big Government Socialism, Saving America's Future. He's not overstating the case. This is the battle we're now engaged in. Mr. Speaker, great to have you back. Welcome to the program.
Well, it's great to be back, and you've caught it exactly right. You know, you have people who, no matter how bad the results, they just keep doing more of it. I mean, whether you're talking about the border or you're talking about spending to increase the inflation rate or you're talking about releasing criminals who increase the crime rate, I mean, every time you turn around, they're doing something destructive. I'm like you. I have never seen, I mean, Jimmy Carter wasn't all that competent, but he wasn't methodically crazy. And these people are committed to a worldview that just doesn't work. I mean, it's not complicated whether you're right or left. This stuff is not working, and it's going to get worse.
I give the list. It's to me, it's unforgivable to run out of COVID tests and monoclonal antibodies like we did going into the third year of a pandemic this past Christmas. It is unconscionable to open the borders the way Joe Biden has allowed them to be open, and all he had to do was keep the Trump policies that were working in place. All of these problems we have are preventable. Defund, dismantle police departments, and no bail laws have resulted in more murder, and as a percentage of people being murdered, sadly, African Americans are bearing the highest brunt of this as numbers came out today. Energy independence is killing the middle class and the poor in this country. Inflation at a 40-year high. More predictions day after day of a pending recession, which is going to hurt everybody even more. Then you can look at the disaster in Afghanistan and the disaster that is Ukraine, all under Joe Biden's watch. I can't think of a single thing he's done well. Can you?
No, I think that we've sort of gone from hiding in the basement to riding our bicycle as the sum total of this administration.
Only with the permission of the Easter Bunny, though.
Yeah,
that's right. It's just the whole thing is just wild. But it's dangerous for the country, and it is painful for the average American. And I think that it's very important to recognize that we have an opportunity now, not just to create a Republican majority, but to create a genuine American majority. My guess is, and I'm doing a series of newsletters at Gingrich 360 on this, but my guess is we could end up with a majority in the 65-70% range of people who just say, this isn't working. I mean, it's too painful. For the first time, you're seeing very significant African-American defection from the Democratic Party. It's pretty clear now that Republicans...
And by the way, Hispanic-Americans by even larger numbers.
Right. I just started to say that I think we'll probably get over half the Latino vote this year. And it's partly because they believe in the work ethic, but they're also very offended by the way the border has been left wide open and the number of people coming across and the degree to which this gets involved with the drug cartels and with bringing in things like fentanyl. And I think people just regard this as a policy that verges on madness.
So I look at you as probably one of the smartest political strategists that I've ever known in my life. People know our background and our history together. It's amazing that we first met, I think it was in 1990 or 91, in a Holiday Inn hotel room when I was a local host on a Huntsville, Alabama radio station. And you were gracious enough to give me an interview, and I'm sure you'll look at it, who's this dumb kid that is interviewing me here? But you also were laying out the foundation, which was renewing American civilization, that led to the contract with America, that led to Republicans for the first time in 40 years. I mean, it's hard to even conceive at this point in history, but Republicans did not control the House for 40 consecutive years. And you brought the House to victory, and you did it using ideas. So as I'm looking at your new book, Defeating Big Government Socialism, which I think is important to save America's future, the subtitle, what are the ideas that will resonate with the American people that will be effective at turning this country around and getting us back on course? Because we're way off course.
Well, look, I've been doing these series of newsletters on an American majority. And to do them, I went back and started doing research. It's very, there are things in life that don't change. I mean, 2 + 2 = 4 seems to have been universally true everywhere except in the most woke schools. The fact that work is good and people should learn to work and work liberates you, as Ronald Reagan said, work is the best social program we have. And so I went back and I began with Reagan's 1964 speech on A Time for Choosing. And then I went and studied Thatcher, whose slogan in 79. Her slogan when she was the opposition leader was, labor isn't working. Well, you can say the same thing right now. Big government socialism isn't working. And it comes down to the same basic universal principles. When you raise, there's an idiotic proposal by one of the Democrats to have a tax on people who go into space. Now, if you're trying to encourage exploration by free people rather than the Chinese and Russians, you'd want to encourage them to go into space, not punish them. But you have these people on the left who just have no notion of how the world works. The average American believes that if you're going to get something from the government, you ought to work for it, whether that's food stamps or health care or welfare or you name it. Most Americans believe we should control the border decisively because there's a huge threat from the cartels and a huge threat of, human beings who are trafficked. There are terrible things that go on at a personal level to people. I think most Americans believe that schools should not get involved in transgender issues for people in second, third grade. And I think the Governor DeSantis is going to win a big victory on that fight. And so you go down item after item, and what you have on the left is people who just can't let go. And I think our job, you're exactly right. We should have, by sometime this summer, and I've talked a lot with Kevin McCarthy about this and with Rick Scott, we should have a set of probably 10 things that the new Republican Congress will do in 2023 that will resonate with the American people and that will get us back on track. I mean, one of them is pretty obvious, control the border. Another one's pretty obvious. Go back to energy independence, something you and I championed back in 2008 with drill here, drill now, pay less. I mean, we could bring down the price of gasoline, the price of heating oil, the price of natural gas. We could get America independent. We could push the Russians out of Western Europe in terms of natural gas sales. There's so many obvious things this country can do if its left-wing politicians don't screw it up.
So if we go down the list, you would have to say refunding the police, law and order, safety, security, so people can pursue happiness. That should be on the list. I agree with you on energy independence. That should be at the top of the list. I agree that Republicans should be out there and saying we will control the borders. These are the specific things that we will do. I think the Republican Party's got to be the party of limited government, balanced budgets, deficit reduction, debt reduction, and I think that should be a part of it. I think choice in schools should be a big part of it. Parents' involvement in education could be a subset of that. And you just keep going down the list. This is not, as I often say, Mr. Speaker, it's not complicated to be a conservative. I can express conservatism in a minute or less, and I've done it many times on this program. I won't repeat myself here.
No, that's right. And it turns out that in almost every single thing you just said, and this is the fourth of my newsletters on being an American majority, just lists the size of the margins. I mean, 84% of the American people believe parents have the right to know what is being taught to their children, what books are being used, what movies are being shown. 84%. Now, if you can't take an issue where it's 84 to like 9, and you can't win on that, you're in the wrong business.
All right, quick break. More with former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. His new book, by the way, coming out. First edition copies, if you want to get yours early, it's at Amazon.com, Hannity.com, Defeating Big Government Socialism, Saving America's Future. More with former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. There's his new book coming out. If you want to order a first edition printing, you can go to Amazon.com, Hannity.com, Defeating Big Government Socialism, Saving America's Future. You know, I look at this. So what have you made any progress? I know where Minority Leader McCarthy is on this, and he's fully supportive of putting this down on paper, kind of like the contract with America. It's been over 25 years. I was there emceeing your event the night you became speaker. I tell people all the time, I'm very proud of that night, the fact that I got to be a small part of it. And I think that the Senate has been a little bit more resistant. What does Rick Scott say? What does Mitch McConnell say?
Well, Scott is for it. I think that he at least put out some ideas. Some of them are a little controversial, but he understands the importance of at least having ideas. And I've had some talk with McConnell's office. And I think that they're moving in the direction of accepting that there has to be something. And frankly,
by the way, the main controversy with Rick Scott is that he said everybody should have some skin in the game and pay some taxes. In the last year that we have on record, 57% of Americans didn't pay one penny in federal income tax, not a penny.
Right. And of course, the Democrats promptly said he wants to raise your taxes. And candidly, that's never a positive campaign thing. He may be philosophically right, but it's not politically very clever. But he's at least trying to lay out some ideas, and he said himself, you know, these things aren't locked in stone. They're designed to start a conversation.
I want to start a conversation, too. You used to represent the 6th Congressional District in Georgia.
Yep.
And there's somebody running for your old seat that I know would be an amazing congressman from Georgia, and his name is Jake Evans. And look, he's an America First conservative. He's a Make America Great Again, Save America conservative. All the things that we just discussed, he supports. He'll fight back on inflation, these crazy economic policies, these insane energy policies, these open border policies. And my understanding is you're supporting him as I am for your old seat.
Well, I support Jake Evans 100%. In fact, this Friday morning, I'm at a fundraising breakfast for him in Atlanta because I believe so deeply he is the kind of honest, straightforward, very smart, but very tough person who I think will be a leader for the whole country, will do a great job for Georgia. And as you pointed out, he has exactly the core values that I think every conservative favors. And I think Jake Evans will, in fact, I think he will win. But I think, everybody's got to get out there and do their job. And I'm delighted that you've been willing to be so strongly in his camp. And you're right. He's
like Herschel Walker.
Man.
I mean, Herschel Walker, same thing. America first, save America, make America great again, conservative. And the principles that you have espoused your entire career, and I've echoed my entire career, these principles are timeless and they work.
Yeah.
And Jake Evans and Herschel are a great 1-2 team.
That's exactly right. You have the House and Senate with two great additions. I recently spent 3 hours with Herschel, and I was very impressed. This is a very smart, serious guy who is going to work very hard to be an effective U.S. Senator for Georgia. And I think having a guy of his courage and his commitment walking the halls of the Senate will be truly a dramatic moment. And I think he will make a very big difference.
Brian Newt Gingrich's new book is going to be a must purchase on your part. If you want a first edition copy, you can go to Hannity.com right now or Amazon.com. It's Defeating Big Government Socialism and Saving America's Future. Couldn't be more timely than now. Mr. Speaker, we always love having you. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks. Take care.
Quick break. Right back.
Inspired solutions for America. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 now to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. So anyways, this decision that came down yesterday as it relates to COVID-19, a federal judge delivering a fatal blow to the mask mandate for planes and public transit, but given what the White House's the White House calls this ruling a disappointing decision. Airlines, Amtrak drop mask requirements almost immediately, and travelers in this particular case, people on a Delta flight, cheer because the pilot announced that masks are no longer required. Listen.
April 18th, the Biden administration announced that the Transportation Security Administration will no longer enforce the federal mandate requiring masks in all U.S. airports and onboard aircraft. Effective immediately, masks are optional for all airport employees, crew members, and customers inside U.S. airports and onboard aircraft.
You hear the reaction. It's amazing how they only wanted to follow the science when it was convenient to their one narrative, which was one size fits all medicine. And that's get the vaccine. If you get the vaccine, you're not going to get COVID. You might forget, but they said that in the beginning. We know masks don't work, Fauci said. They don't work at all. Well, one mask, then two masks, then masks in perpetuity, and we may never get rid of masks. And well, now you got to get not only the vaccine, then you got to get the booster, and then you got to get the second booster. And then it turns out, with Delta, we have the first breakthrough cases. The only one that followed the science nationally, the first person was Ron DeSantis down in Florida. Ron DeSantis down there set up monoclonal antibody centers all over the state because even people that were vaccinated and boosted, they were still getting COVID. Now you have people vaccinated, boosted, that had previous infections. They still can transmit the virus. They're still contagious. So that means anybody that gets it is contagious. Nothing is preventing people from getting COVID-19. So you think, well, follow the science. What's the next logical step? That would be therapeutics. Of course, nobody wants to have that discussion. There's a shortage of them. It's unreal. Anyway, let's get to our phones. 800-941-SHAWN. You want to be a part of the program. Terry, West Virginia. Terry, how are you? Glad you called.
Hi, Sean. Thanks for having me on again. I appreciate it. Appreciate all you do for us as well, in keeping everyone informed. And I was just curious today, after all the conversation, your broadcast, I've heard your endorsements and your support for other states and stuff. But assuming that we can pull off the November election tidal wave and the GOP gets to take back the government, who do you favor as Speaker of the House once Speaker Pelosi relinquishes her?
Look, probably the front runner is Kevin McCarthy, and I've asked him some pretty hard questions. He was on TV recently, and I said to him, and I've known, obviously, my sources have told me for a long time that they're likely looking at 10 items that they're going to assign their name to. It would include the borders. It would include energy independence. It would include lower taxes, all these things that we discuss all the time. In other words, how to reverse the damage that Joe Biden has created. Unfortunately, it will take a president to turn it into law, but at least we're setting the foundation and we're, you know, plugging up the hole in the boat because this has now become a sinking ship. And I said, if you get that job, are you saying that you are going to fight like hell to get everything you promise accomplished? I said, I don't want to hear any more BS from anybody. I'm tired of politicians that are all talking no action. And he said he would, but it's, you know, it's probably too early to be talking about it. Republicans first need to win. I'm not counting on a victory until we have the victory. And that means you fight to the last second. You play like you're 5 points behind, or I'll use a football analogy. You're 6 points behind. You got 2 minutes left in the game. You got no timeouts. You got to march down the field 80 yards, cross the plane, kick the extra point to win the game. That's how we have to act right now. Every hand, look, this is an all hands on deck moment. This is an election unlike any other. This literally, if we continue down the Joe Biden, Democratic, radical socialist, climate alarmist, religious cult path, we won't recognize the country in the future. It won't be the United States that we knew, loved, and grew up under. We've got to get a hold of this, and I don't care who it is, as long as they keep their word, fight like hell. It's not only good for the country, it's good politics. You know, why does Donald Trump get 50, 60,000 people showing up at an event? Because people appreciate that he kept his word. He fought like hell. He didn't take any crap. Some people didn't like the style, but I'll take the guy with the mean tweets that's competent and engaged and keeps his word over and puts him forth conservative principles that work over you know, Joe Biden that doesn't even know today's Tuesday. So it's, you know, let's not get ahead of ourselves or over our skis and let's see what happens, right?
Yeah.
Well, all right, my friend, thank you. Appreciate the call. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Let's say hi to Lee is in Florida. Lee, how are you? Glad you called. Thanks for checking in. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Sean, you need to move down here. I'm telling you. Got to get out of New York.
I agree. Where are you in Florida?
I'm down here in Tampa. You could do your karate thing on the beach every day.
I don't do karate. I do mixed martial arts. But no, I think O'Reilly started this crap. Your kung fu karate stuff. I'm like, okay, I don't do that, but it's not that. It is mixed martial arts. Yes.
Okay. Either way, you could do it on our beach year round, and it'd be tax free.
Well, I appreciate you checking in. What's on your mind today?
I got two things, real quick, on what you were just talking about with the gentleman before. We have a thing called term limits, but it's not pushed. Mm-hmm. That needs to be in place. These people are making a career out of politics off of our dime, period. The next thing that I'm going to go to is
fentanyl. I call term limits a bad idea whose time has come. Go ahead.
The next thing I want to talk about is the fentanyl issue and the drug situation. I ran into a sheriff officer that had a drug-sniffing dog one day, and I went up and I asked him, I said, excuse me, I said, are you allowed to go in the high schools to with your dog to roam the hallways and
nope.
sniff for drugs? And he's
no.
absolutely not.
Yes, how dumb is that?
It's up to the principal to call if he feels that there's an issue. You have no idea. These people in Washington, and I'm not making this like a judgment thing, but they're not down at our level. They don't come and see what's going on in the streets. I see it every day. They're behind Circle K's. They're behind gas stations. They're behind Walmarts doing drugs, selling drugs. At the schools, they're exchanging it in the parking lots. Your head has to be in the sand if you don't realize that there are plenty of drugs in our schools. And the officer.
It's funny you bring this up. Let me give you some numbers to bolster your point. And these numbers just came out today. Teenagers now make up the fastest growing age for overdose deaths in the U.S. Now, just think deeply about what I'm about to tell you. Without a fundamental rethinking of drug policies, and especially with Joe's open borders, it's only going to get worse. But from January to June of 2021, 1,150 adolescents between the ages of 14 to 18. We're only talking about 14 to 18. 1,150 died of drug overdoses. This is according to the Journal for American Medicine Association. And a 20% increase from 2020, more than double the 2019 death toll. And that's only a small portion of people. We're talking about a narrow age group here. What about kids younger than 14? What about kids older than 18? When you factor that in, we're losing over 300 kids a week to this crap. And most of those drugs are coming across our porous southern border. That's where the fentanyl's coming in from. Goes from China. They bring it to the Mexico border. They bring it across the U.S. We're finding it's being brought in. And here's the worst part. You know, they're making fake Vicodin pills that people buy. They look just like the real thing. Fake Percocet pills. Fake OxyContin pills. They're putting it in weed. They're putting it in pods where people vape weed. They're putting it in every drug. And this is killing off a generation of children. Every time I see these articles, I fire it off to my kids. They're older, but I fire it off to them because it's so scary. And they don't have a problem with it, thank God. But you never know. I spoke to this woman, and Eric Bollinger told me the same thing at the time. He's a friend of mine. And he lost his son at the University of Colorado Boulder. And the kid took a Xanax that was laced with, I don't know why he didn't go to the local pharmacy, but he didn't. And he bought it from somebody and it was laced with fentanyl and he died. And I met this woman at the grocery store and she lost a son in his 20s that had struggled with drugs and had been clean for 6 years, fell off the wagon, one time dead. And I looked in this woman's eyes and it's like, you know, you lose your soul in that moment. How do you recover from something like that? Now you multiply this by the numbers that we're talking about here. And that's how bad this is. You know, everyone thinks, well, you know, we should legalize weed. Look, I want to be as libertarian as I can be. But I'm telling you, my experience is it's a gateway drug. And if they're putting it in weed now, well, I don't know. How do you save these kids' lives? That's the question we need to ask.
Well, here's one point that I'd like to throw out there. That's a possibility. The police, their hands are tied. And what does Nancy Pelosi always say? We need to do it for the kids, Sean. We need to do it for the kids. If we're not going to put boots on the ground in Ukraine. Why don't we put our military on the ground in the United States and stomp out these drugs?
Listen, it's all hands on deck. But remember, we're in an environment where defunding the police is popular. We're living in an environment where dismantling the police is popular. We're living in an environment where no bail laws are popular. And the answer is there's no quick answer to this. It's really that bad. Anyway, I appreciate the call. Let me just add to that. You know, if you look at the group Black Lives Matters and the defund, dismantle, no bail madness that has taken place in this country in the last couple of years, murders now across the board have spiked by nearly 30% in 2020 compared to the prior year, according to the FBI, marking the largest single year increase in killing since the agency began tracking crimes. Now, if you break it down demographically, African Americans, the number of deaths spiked by more than 32% compared to 2019. In 2019, at least 7,484 Black Americans were murdered. That number shot up to 9,941 murders in 2020, meaning an increase of 2,457. Now, the number of African American murders was also higher than white murders in 2020, according to the FBI data, shows that there were 7,043 people that were white murdered that year. We're losing our national treasure. Each one of these statistics is an American child, an American being slaughtered. They don't have safety and security and law and order. This is not working. And Democrats are silent about it. They just want to talk about one riot, not the 574 other riots. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. We can prevent this. We can solve this. This is not something that we can't fix.
He's No Show Joe.
No kidding.
Have a problem? Stayed in trouble? No power, no water, no heat? No Joe. Yep, he's too busy taking a nap. It's a sad state of affairs. Sean Hannity.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.